You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio at 5:45. Good evening, I'm Linda Steffen. There's not a trail that goes all around the Leelanau Peninsula, but two local artists are creating their own. They're hiking the perimeter, all 98 miles of it, over the course of a year. As they walk, they're stopping to sketch and photograph the changing scene. Jane Hampton has this story.
It's 4 in the morning, and Ken Scott is sloshing through Grand Traverse Bay with a flashlight. He's hauling his camera and tripod and watching the eastern sky.
We haven't been out when it's been this dark. Usually there's a lot of pre-sunrise glow. So right now I'm just looking for footing so I don't fall over.
Kay Craypole slogs along behind Ken. She's carrying a sketchbook and thinking about color.
Usually there's... It's like a little band of pink about this time, but every day is different, so we just work with what we have.
Once a week, Kay the painter and Ken the photographer meet to explore the peninsula's rough edges, places with no public access. Today's location is a craggy stretch near Sutton's Bay.
Hiking trails don't go this way. It's basically inaccessible by road.
Ken and Kay first set out about 3 months ago at the county line near Traverse City. It was March 20th, the vernal equinox. The lake was still frozen after that grueling winter, and the sky was crystal blue. The challenge today is a flat, gray light.
We all like the majestic sunrise that, you know, blows you away, but all the light has its own quality, and it makes you look a little deeper.
Ken snaps pictures of ripples and reeds and shoreline patterns. Kay draws little scenes in her notebook that will inspire oil paintings back in her studio. Her Michigan landscapes are saturated with color, romantic and bold.
We're both artists with different palettes.
Their palettes are different and their personalities are really different.
I'm very vocal and I get very excited. I'm like, look at this and look at that. And he's like, Kay, I'm trying to focus.
If she says shoot something, do you consider shooting it?
I'll consider it, but I question it because it's her vision. It's not mine. I'm not used to being told what to shoot.
I've never worked with another artist. And one of the challenges is getting to know each other's boundaries and styles.
The year-long trek could result in a joint exhibit, but Ken says more than anything, it's a way to see the place he's lived for 30 years in a fresh way.
It's always interesting to get out and explore and to show other people what cool stuff they're missing. So far we've had winter to spring, so we've gone from ice to no ice. That was a big change. And now just starting to see little bits of growth. Saw some pollywogs. Seeing the flowers come out.
The two are confounded for a moment by a spit of land covered with dense brush and surrounded by deep water. They talk about turning back, but agree to push ahead. Ken wades around and Kay claws through the brush. On the other side of the spit, there are swirling piles of bleached zebra mussel shells. It's a white-shelled beach.
You come around a corner and go, wow, wow.
Oh, it's really cool. I love all the lines. I love all the textures, all the colors. It's a nice find.
It has such a sensuous beauty to it. I just want to stay surrounded by it.
This is a good example of why no shortcuts on the walk, because we could have cut across the top of the peninsula and saved a lot of time, but instead we walked out and found this.
Kay and Ken's journey will end on the opposite side of the peninsula on March 20th, 2015, the next vernal equinox. But that is months from now and many miles ahead.
The magic of this is getting two perspectives.
I feel really honored to be sharing this with him.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Jane Hampton on Grand Traverse Bay.
You can see some of the work from this project at the Traverse City Wine and Art Festival this Saturday. Our story was produced during a workshop of the Interlochen College of Creative Arts.